You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. We're right on the verge of opening day and kind of going to take a general look at the Royals as we head into the new year and as they look to defend that American League pennant. Jeffrey Flanagan, who's been with them all spring down in Surprise, Arizona, is going to take a look at them with us. Jeffrey, we know it's so hard to repeat in this game year to year. For the Royals to do so, and there's obviously been a decent amount of turnover on the roster from last year to this year. What, in your opinion, what's the biggest key for them as they try to repeat here?
Well, I think, they're going to have to find a way to score more runs. We talked about that many times. And last year, their margin for error was so tiny. They won so many close games. And it was all based on, great starting pitching, a great bullpen, and great defense. And at least two-thirds of those, that equation should be back. I think their defense is going to be as good, if not better, with the addition of Rios. Their bullpen, everyone talks about, there's likely going to be a little bit of regression, but even if there is, it shouldn't kill them. I think there should be some concern about whether Eddie Volquez can replace James Shields and gobble up 200 innings or 220 innings and be effective in that role. But I think when the bottom line is to make up for anything they might lack in the rotation, they're going to have to score more runs. And they're really counting on, Hosmer and Moustakas, who had breakthrough October, to continue that and then get some quality additions from Kendrys Morales and Rios and beef up the offense. And, they don't have to score a ton of runs, but just score a little bit more than they did last year.
Yeah, I'm almost sensing less love for the Royals this spring than last spring. And obviously they're coming off great things in October. They kind of noticed that and embraced that. They really are still kind of that underdog role, I guess.
I think they kind of laughed at it more than anything. Yeah. I mean, there were some projections. Pecota, I think, had them at, 72 wins or something like that. And it's just, I guess, and we've talked about this before, I guess pitching, speed, and defense really don't show up in the metrics the way they should, at least pitching. I mean, speed and defense don't. And you just don't get a lot of love for that in those metrics. And if you look at this team on paper, maybe you do look at them as a 72 to 75 win team. But this one thing they can't measure is how a team's confidence level is. And this team is very confident. They believe that they belong in the playoffs from now on, from year after year. And they believe they're going to get back there. And there was some turnover. There's not a great amount of turnover. They still think that the ceilings are pretty high for guys like Hosmer and maybe even Moose. And if those guys continue to ascend upward, they should get better than they were last year. And you can also make a case that their bullpen might be better. It's certainly going to be deeper than it was last year, even without Brandon Finnegan. Getting her back, getting Hoche back at some point, as well, Ryan Madsen at the big three. And then you've got some pretty good guys behind them. So they believe they're actually going to be better than last year. And of course, the division is going to be tougher, so it's not going to be easy to repeat, but they believe they're going to get there.
Well, Jeffrey, I thought it would be fun to take a look at a few individuals here and play the old over-under game. So let's see what you think now. Eric Hosmer, he's yet to hit the 20 home run mark. Does he go over or under 20 home runs in 2015?
I'll say he goes under. But his other stats will be better. I think it's just too hard of a ballpark to really. He's not that kind of hitter. He's not a really. He's more of a gap to gap hitter. I think his doubles ratio will go up. Maybe even his triples ratio will go up. I don't think he's going to suddenly explode for 25 homers. So I'm going to say under on that one.
Yeah, I would agree, especially as you mentioned in Kauffman Stadium, where it's so hard to go deep. Danny Duffy is a huge key to this rotation. Shows up to spring in great shape and added a lot of muscle. And his big goal with that is to reach the 200 inning threshold. So over under 200 innings for Danny Duffy.
Oh boy, I'm going to go under on that one too, but just barely. I think he's he went to 149 last year. I think he could probably go to 180, 190, and they'll be happy with that.
Yeah.
You know, he still hasn't really proven that he can keep his pitch count down and pitch to contact and go deeper into games. But if he goes six or seven, I think they'll be pretty happy with that. And he's actually looked very, very good in the spring, very sharp. So, you know, it's a pretty much a thumbs up for Danny Duffy in 2015, but I don't think he quite gets to 200.
Well, that would still, I mean, the range you're talking about would still be a significant leap for him innings-wise, so I think
absolutely.
You're right. I think they would be content with that. Let's see, Addison Volquez. Last year, he goes to Pittsburgh, gets the Ray Searage treatment, and comes out with a 3.04 ERA, a huge improvement from the year before. So let's just throw that figure out there. 3.04 ERA, he's in another pitcher's park. Does he go over or under that mark from last year?
I'd say it goes over, not dramatically over, but switching leagues, you know, it's tougher to pitch in the American League. I think it's going to be, if he went 3-5 or 3-6 in his first year with the Royals, switching leagues to the American League, I'd be very, very happy with that. And especially if he can get to, you know, 190 or 200 innings, he'll be ecstatic doing cartwheels. So I'd say over on that one, but not significantly.
All right, Wade Davis. Historic season out of the bullpen last year. Gave up 5 extra base hits all season. I'm going to let him double that. I'm going to say I'm throwing out 10 as the over-under mark for extra base hits allowed by Wade Davis in 2015. Is he go over or under 10?
It's got to be over. I mean, nobody can be that good. I mean, even if he does go to, let's say, 11, that's still going to be a phenomenal year, and I expect him to be phenomenal again. He's that good. I mean, a lot of people have him rated better than their closer, Greg Holland. So he's been automatic. I think there's going to be some normal hiccups throughout the year for Wade. He can't possibly be as good as he was last year when there was a stretch, a three-month stretch, where he didn't even give up a run, which is just unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, even if he – you know, we've talked about that with Wade and Greg. I mean, even if he does – slip up and has a 1.5 ERA. Is that bad? You know, I mean, he's going to look like he regressed, you know, my God.
Right.
But that's still going to be phenomenal. And I don't think he's going to be as good as he was last year, but he's still going to be one of the best in baseball.
Yeah, he really gave himself an unrealistic bar, an unrealistic par, I guess you could say.
All three of them
right,
did. You know, I mean, the combined ERA, I think, was 1.4 for the three of them. So, you know, if they go to 1.8, they'll have regressed, and so what? I'll take 1-8.
But as you mentioned, there's more help in that pen, so it won't be totally on those guys' shoulders, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And last one, looking at the team overall, last year they won 89 games. So this is the big question. Are they better or worse than last year, or maybe just the same? 89 wins, over or under?
I'm going to go under 87 or 88, and I think that still might win the division. Because I think the division is going to be that much tougher. I think it's really going to be, you know, Cleveland, Detroit, and the Royals right in that 86 to 89 victory mark, and going to come down to the final week again, and we'll just see what happens. But basically, as good as they were last year overall, and so they should win about the same amount of games.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough division, and it could be a tough division to earn a wild card spot for that very reason. So, especially with the White Sox as improved as they are. So,
and the Twins have gotten better too. They mentioned the Twins a lot. So.
Competitive for sure. We're ready to go then. 2015, it's a big year for the Royals, trying to get that last win from last year. And Jeffrey Flanagan will be all over for Royals.com. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras. Kansas City Royals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.